Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School, and a graduate student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill. Today in Bajan History, October 8th, 1952. Adams prepared to purge Union. On this day, October 8, 1952, an article in the Barbados Advocate was captioned, "Mr. Adams prepared to purge Union." The bold headline summarized the gist of the Labor Day address delivered by Mr. G.H. Adams at the Barbados Workers Union headquarters. Mr. Adams, who was president of the Barbados Workers Union, told the large audience that he would remain committed to the work of the union, although he was slated to be appointed a minister under the soon-to-be-established ministerial government system. He went on to issue a stark warning to persons likely to cause trouble when he demitted the office of president, referring to such persons euphemistically as weeds in the garden. Adams promised to resign only when such weeds were plucked out. Citing recent trade union occurrences in Trinidad, Jamaica, and Britain, Adams declared that he was not going to allow the life work of his older comrades and himself be destroyed by self-serving individuals in pursuit of glory. The Barbados Workers' Union, Adams noted, had been an exemplar in the trade union movement, unsurpassed by regional unions and equaled by few unions internationally. Due to the efforts of the union, workers in Barbados had received pay increases as well as upgraded terms of service. These and other Barbados Workers Union achievements were publicized in the union's periodical, The Beacon. He further opined that hotheads who made untenable and unsustainable demands upon employers would in short order kill the goose that lays the golden egg. Adams went on to state that in recent years, members of the Barbados Workers' Union had been asked to sit as arbitrators and consultants by regional governments embroiled in labor disputes, and that he had the honor to represent the whole of the regional trade union movement at the ICFTU. At the conclusion of his extensive address, Adams said that he was confident that the people of Barbados would not join a handful of saboteurs to derail the work of the union, as they were in favor of meaningful progress and an improved industrial relations climate.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.